Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, CJ and Bubble Boy. And if that weren't enough... And it never is.
It's no way enough.
Let's be real. We definitely have to pull in extra reinforcements to make it through this two-hour radio spectacular. We have a star-studded lineup via the web today. Probably the most people we put on the line at once here. Let's see. We got Eric Douglas. We have Casey. Vinny Two Tanks. Jerry the Diver Guy. Walt DeMartini. And my dive buddy Dennis. Yeah, it's like six people are on via online. Everybody at once just say, "Hey, Greg, what's going on?"
Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Yeah, see, I didn't just make it up. They really are there. And so we got a big team of people.
It looks like the intro to the Brady Bunch on your screen.
It is. Squares. It's kind of creepy. And
Alice. I called it. I'm Alice.
Okay. Well, you didn't really even have to say that.
You'd be Alice.
Yes. You know? Go ask Alice. We'll save that for later.
I think she'll know.
You think she'll know?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to check in with all these folks here throughout our show today, find out what they've been doing diving-wise. But let's lead off with Eric Douglas because, you know, me and, Eric belong to a special club, the Second Chance Club, and he was out supporting the cause last week as part of the Heart Association's, what was it, some kind of... A walk race thing or something, Eric? What was that?
It's the American Heart Association's Heart Walk. It's the biggest fundraiser for the local chapters of the American Heart Association.
All right. Good stuff. We had to support Eric. We put a little donation towards his way.
And I'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It was the least I could do, considering, you know, I belong to this club, too, and not quite ready to partake in any of these kind of events just yet, but...
I'll be honest with you, the Heart Association has quickly moved to the top of my favorite charities list.
I can understand that would be a cause you would want to get behind.
Absolutely.
I definitely
agree. Hey, Greg, maybe yes? We could create some sort of Heart Association / dive / lionfish hunt.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea, Casey. I kind of like that. Maybe we could combine those two organizations. We'll have to bring them into our little underwater world somehow.
Snorkel shot!
No, I don't think they approve of that kind of activity. But then again, you know, after the walk is done, I don't know, did everybody celebrate with a beer or something, Eric? Or did they frown on that kind of thing?
It was pretty much they had healthy sandwiches from Subway and water, unfortunately.
Oh, you didn't go to no McDonald's drive-thru?
Yeah.
McDonald's drive-thru.
Hey, we could change that,
Hey,
though.
Lionfish tacos.
Lionfish tacos?
No, that sounds really good.
And it's healthy. It's heart healthy.
I love it.
You know, it's fish.
Ceviche.
Yeah, there you go.
Lionfish ceviche is great.
You got to get in that omega-3, and they have that. Lionfish have that, I guess. I assume they do. They're fish, so they count. As far as your two servings of fish a week that you're supposed to eat to be have a heart healthy diet, yeah,
grilled or broiled, no deep frying,
no fried,
yeah, no fried, but maybe crispy.
Be grilled, yeah.
Can you bake it with like crumbs of goo on there or something?
Sure, panko breading.
Yeah, panko. It can be heart healthy, can it, Eric? Do you know?
I think so. I don't know that one for certain, but
we're gonna
have
to talk. Recruit a chef friend, Bubble Boy. What do you say?
I don't know, Greg. It doesn't sound healthy to me.
It doesn't sound healthy to Bubble Boy.
Panko.
Panko?
Panko commie.
Okay. I think he's He's
confused. What is the game? What does the Price Is Right game have to do with any kind of fish tacos?
That's Pinko, or Plinko, or Blinko. It's one of those. Okay, yeah, let's just go to that.
And we could do an underwater mile.
We could, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's find out what Eric did first. I mean, I don't even know. Did you finish the race, or was it a race, or what?
Not that we're prone to digression on this show.
Never.
It's most of the people walked, but I set the goal is I wanted to be able to jog. It was a 5K, so I wanted to be able to jog the whole distance.
Wow, that's
and
like
I was able to do it.
5K's 3.3 miles or something.
3.1.
3.1. Okay.
So I've never been a runner before. I mean, even well before this whole incident, I still haven't figured out a good catchphrase for what quintuple bypass surgery should be called.
But a five-way. I've told you that many times because I can't even say quintuple five or whatever the heck it is.
Okay, since even before my five-way, I wasn't a runner. So, but I've been walking and then working up into jogging as my part of my rehab. So I wanted to test myself and see if I could jog for a full 5K, and I was able to do it. I wasn't fast, but I kept moving the whole time and kept jogging the whole time and got through the whole thing.
Good job, man.
Not too shabby.
That is excellent. Actually, I did some of the first jogging that I've been doing on my rehab this past week, and I only jogged about a mile when you break it up four times. So I actually
collectively the ice cream truck doesn't count.
I did like a quarter mile interval type thing, and it about killed me. But I didn't die. So
We're glad to hear that.
Yes, and the fact you got to work back up to it. And but you've been doing that's excellent that you've already done 3 miles on a jog, nice slow jog, comfortable jog with the goal of just making it through the race.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't out to impress anybody. Yeah. There were literally a couple friends who went with me, and they were fast walking.
Yeah,
and they were doing it faster than I was.
Ah, they were doing that power walk thing.
But exactly.
That looks so corny.
They had to go to the bathroom.
But no, I just wanted to finish it. I wanted to keep my feet moving and do it, and I did it.
Excellent.
I'm kind of proud of myself for that.
Well, you should be. That is quite an accomplishment. You're doing it for a good cause.
Now, how long has it been since you had your little episode, Eric?
7.5 months.
Okay, 7.5 months.
That's good. That's good, brother.
Yeah. And let's see. I'm at day number, 40 today, thereabouts. So maybe 42, I guess. And
well,
I'm
at about 240, so yeah.
Okay. Well, I got some time ahead of me, but I'm going to work on it. I'm getting ready to go on an Alaska cruise. And when I go on the cruise, I'm going to hop on the treadmill. I'm planning to grab one of these Fitbits before I head out and monitor my steps to and from the midnight buffet.
Yeah.
And
if you're going to do that, you need to be logging your intake, too.
Is the salad bar.
Well, so they have a salad bar, yes, but.
Yes.
I bet they have iceberg lettuce.
That's hilarious.
That is funny. That is funny.
Iceberg lettuce.
You're fired. Get out.
Okay.
Yeah, McGregor will be eating the Klondike bars.
Yeah, possibly. But
I was going to ask you if you're going to bring your dry suit and try to sneak in a dive, but then I...
Absolutely.
You can't dive yet.
Not. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that if I was ready to dive. Are you insane?
He's got the only dry suit that's never been wet.
That's right. The driest dry suit on the planet belongs to moi. Thank you.
80, right?
Yeah. 80 degrees, 80 visibility, 80 air temp.
How about 40, 80, 80?
40 what?
Degrees.
No. What are you crazy? Hey, first of all.
When else are you going to be in Alaska?
Next time I go. This might be the first trip of many.
Okay.
I may love it that much.
Are you taking the Northwest Passage?
I don't know what passage.
Now you're just talking like a crazy person.
Well, maybe. It wouldn't be the first time. So, we do that every week pretty much, don't we, CJ? Along with your assistants.
Don't drag me into this.
The problem as I see it, Greg, is with all the salt you've been in, the bears will think you're food.
Well, this is true. That's why I'm going to stay on the boat and watch them from a safe distance.
Human jerky.
Yo, Smokey, what's going on? Yeah, so I don't know.
Or is that just salt pork?
It could be. I don't know. But, I'll tell you all about that when I get back from that Alaska cruise. But I'm planning to, I'm going to go to the gym there and work the treadmill. I still can't lift anything over 10 pounds, which right. makes going to the restroom a real problem. Hello! Thank you! Okay, man, just, you're going to need to drink to get these jokes. And jokes. Yeah, okay, quit it. Just quit it. That's a bear.
I was just trying to bring that up.
Fired. All right. Well, obviously, we got a lot to cover. Congratulations to Eric for his heart walk. That's good stuff, the American Heart Association. And you should support that. Whether you, you know, have heart issues and belong to the Second Chance Club like Eric and myself or not. But, you know, do what you can. We're going to talk bubbles and then some next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Governor Chris Christie choosing his next target in New Hampshire. So who is this bubble boy that he's talking about? It ain't John Travolta.
Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in and keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again. Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in and keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again.
Yeah. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Yeah.
Raise them up. Yeah, CJ is at the controls of a cool new little toy that lets us play little sound effect things. And yeah, it's hilarious. And then during the commercial break, he's like going nuts with this thing. And it has amazing library of sound effects that he can... He has it, you know, he just has to press a button and goes nuts. And how did you get that? Okay, they don't like it.
That one will come in handy.
Yeah, we'll be playing that one a lot, I have a feeling. So if you hear some random sounds and things like that, just know they aren't, you know,
it wasn't the buffet.
It wasn't bodily functions.
It's all right!
Yeah, see? We have a whole little library of fun things to amuse ourselves with. So we apologize in advance is my point. Okay, just stop. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Via the web, though, we have, we got Eric Douglas. And, you know, he just did his, run with the American Heart Association last week. And, by the way, it was the second chance team that you had formed to do this event. So how many people were part of the team and how well did you do there, Eric?
Well, we only had about five people actually participating in the team.
Okay.
But we had some outside donors, several friends from the dive industry, Scuba Radio included. But
sure.
We actually ended up, surprisingly, since this was the first year we'd ever done it, being one of the top teams, top five teams as far as donations. We raised about $500 for our team alone.
Awesome.
And did really well.
So you're going to take that money and travel? Or
exactly. I'm heading south. No, all the money went straight to the American Heart Association. And I've said this to you many times, but my goal through all of this is to make sure that other people don't have to go through what you and I have just completed.
Yes. Yeah, we don't really wish open heart surgery on our worst enemies.
No. Yeah. No, it sucks.
It's no fun. But it's a good cause that you did or you supported, and we were glad to be a part of it, by supporting your team as well. And I feel like I'm part of the second chance club,
Absolutely.
So now you are. Yeah, I've made it this far, so we'll keep going. Might as well. No turning back. And, we're looking forward to the DEMA show in Las Vegas. It's the middle of November. Eric is planning to join me there, and you got some cool stuff going on. Are we allowed to announce this?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Let's talk about it.
We've got the new novella out, the new Mike Scott adventure. That's called Oil and Water.
Mm-hmm.
I can't exactly say who, but we're looking. There's some working out the final details with some sponsorship for that. So we'll probably doing some book signings in an area of the DEMA show. But you'll hear more about that later.
Excellent.
And then I actually have a second book out. It's called Leo. It's called Dive Abled, the Leo Morales story. Leo is a disabled diver. He's missing his entire right leg. I mean, from the hip all the way down.
Yeah.
From a cancerous tumor, and he since then has done one dive to 400 and something feet.
Wow.
And then a second dive he ended up doing 12 kilometers underwater using a rebreather system. Dove most of the way across the Cozumel Marine Park. Without ever surfacing, with one leg.
That's amazing. He's making us look bad,
He's making us all really look bad. But he's an amazing character, and so we've done a biography with him with Best Publishing, and that should be out just in time for the DEMA show as well.
Excellent. So, and will he be there at the show in Vegas?
As far as I know, I'm sure he will be, but yeah. We haven't compared notes on that yet, but
okay.
I'm sure he will be.
All right, but you're going to be there signing books.
Exactly.
And Eric has offered to assist me or join me on my effort to get back into diving, because I'm planning
Absolutely.
My first scuba dive at the DEMA show in the middle of November. Should time out just about perfectly. Actually, this coming week, I meet with my cardiologist, and I've already talked to the surgeon. He said, middle of November, you're going to be good to go. But look, we're talking about diving in the Go Dive Now pool, which is all of 4 feet deep, which is a huge, huge challenge.
It'll be a struggle to get down, get our faces down 4 feet, but we'll
yeah.
try.
Yeah, we will. We'll manage somehow. And but the thing is, I'm going to bring in all my dive industry friends to help me out. So Eric's promised to dive with
Absolutely.
Me. Jerry, the diver guy, is going to Vegas. He's going to be there at the DEMA show. He's volunteered to be there in the pool with me. Is that right, Jerry? Yeah. You're committed?
That's right, buddy.
All right, cool.
We will be there.
The idea is, and I talked to Big Wave Dave about this last week, is to get as many people in the pool as possible so that when someone, can't hold it and the water turns purple, you can blame the other guy. Yeah. And,
hey, Greg, the upside to that, with that many people in the pool, it'll actually be deeper.
It will be deeper. It definitely is going to be getting deeper in here, and we might, create some kind of incident.
Oh, it's plenty deep already.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Casey's promised to help out. So the bottom line is, we're going to, try to create some kind of, photo op for everybody on my entry back to diving. Why not?
Greg, I'll be there, and I just want to make sure they're not going to use any of that Lake Mead water.
I don't think they're. I think we're arranging a plan with Big Wave Dave where we're going to fill the Go Dive Now pool with rum.
I'm there.
It'll probably be a clear one because, you know, that'll be cheaper and than getting the, you know, and plus if you do it with the, you know, the aged golden rum or whatever. It has to be
mermaid rum.
The mermaid rum will be good, but it would look like, you know, someone had already, you know, tried to turn the pool purple.
We could turn the pool into the largest rum drink ever.
Ooh.
I'll bring the umbrella. Somebody else bring a big red ball for a cherry.
Good point. That isn't a bad idea. Bubble Boy, bring the umbrellas, the tiny umbrellas.
Yes, yep. And the loop.
We're going to need about 1,000 of them. All right, so anyway, that is our plan for DEMA, and we'll see how that evolves over time. It might, you know, take on a life of its own. I didn't think about the whole rum issue as far as filling that much with, you know, the pool is like 20 by 40, 4 feet deep. How many gallons of rum would that be? Bubble Boy, quick. You're kind of a rain man.
475,233
gallons. There you go. Well, now we see that's a lot of rum. So we're going to have to.
Sounds a little high.
You think it's a little high?
They would have that much in the Bahamian Isle at the resort.
Well, at the Junkanoo Happy Hour party, I mean, that's about how much we kill every DEMA show, you know, because last 2 hours of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are spent handing out free rum to everybody. And,
I can vouch for that.
Yes. Jerry remembers it well, which is kind of surprising. It's normally after that much you wouldn't, but, you know, he's an expert.
I think I was wearing a hat.
I think he took a training class with Walt DeMartini to kind of,
Walt's,
you know, get
my
that
hero.
Up. Yeah, he is. Many folks' hero. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And via the web, we have Dennis. We have Casey. Vinny Two Tanks. Jerry the Diver Guy. Walt DeMartini. Eric is, he's left us. He had to go running. His Fitbit vibrated, which tells you to get up.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. It could have been what he had for lunch. I don't know. But he blamed it on his Fitbit and said, it's time for me to get up and walk. So we said, okay, get the hell out of here. We don't need you. Go take care of their weaselly heart.
I thought it was a monkey heart.
Yeah. Well, no, it's me. They didn't replace his heart with a monkey heart. It's only me. So we'll let him go. But Walt did volunteer services for the DEMA show when we fill the Go Dive Now pool with rum, and I complete my first dive. Now, what were you going to head up there, Walt? You're going to head up which committee?
I'm going to be the Rum Pool Drainage Committee.
Ah, okay. All right. You're going to round up a group of people to make sure that the pool is emptied under strict
guidelines.
Yeah, understood. Okay. And I have a feeling he has
a few.
Go ahead
and sign me up for that.
All right, Jerry would like to be in part, you know, be part of that group as well.
Is there going
to
be any left
that fruit at the bottom?
Yes, it could be.
Is there going to be any left to drain after we all get in there? Well, I think it's going to be hard to dive. We're going to wind up drinking it before you ever get your first dive in.
Yes, we're going to drink to the bottom of the pool. I don't know. That is a great idea, though. The more I think about it, it's like, gosh, we got to figure out a way to do this.
Well, it's better than coleslaw wrestling,
heck,
right?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, it's better. I figure we could probably rope in some mermaids to help us with the drainage committee, too. Yeah, I think we could. All right, look, we're going to talk diving, I swear, with Jerry the Diver Guy, Dennis, Casey, see what they've been up to. CJ and Bubble Boy have been, I mean, they've been drooling about lobsters because they heard the show last week and got the lowdown on what I heard about the lobsters walking down in South Florida. That's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy, doing the lobster dance. You know, last week we talked to Chiefy. He's like my lobster hunting guru from South Florida. And after, you know, tropical storm or Hurricane Hermine or whatever the hell we called it, Hermine. Yeah. Stirred up the lobsters. And he said they were, you know, showing up all over. We got a video of them congregating on the Rapa Nui Reef.
We should have known that was going to happen.
We should have,
like, made plans to go down there right after that.
Yeah, well, you know, I did.
Idiots.
But I had, you know, a problem.
God.
I did set up Barry, though. Barry was supposedly going to catch lobsters on Sunday and ship them up to me this week. He promised to do that. And where are my lobsters? I don't know. I have not.
I don't know, but he's pretty good at catching them, because Bugfest, he was pulling them up all over the place.
He's pretty good, yes. But, you know, he's right down there by the Gomez Hilton, Mr. Walt DeMartini. Now, Walt, have you heard about the lobsters down there this week or what?
I heard a little bit about it, Greg.
Yeah. But you haven't tried to go down and get them yourself, huh?
Well, I'm still waiting for the water to get warm.
Ah, okay. He belongs at 80-80-80 Club as well. Yeah, who can blame him? You know, but you have plenty of friends down there. What, do you just call him up like I did Barry last week and say, hey, go grab me some lobsters, and then I'll cut your rate here at the Gomez Hilton on your next day.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I call my buddy Koji, the Japanese guy. You met him. He's bought the sushi over.
Yeah, he's your lobster getter.
He's my lobster man.
He's your lobster man. Okay, Koji.
Other than you, Greg.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but when I catch him, I have a tendency to share him with friends. Last time we were down there, I gave him to CJ. How are those lobsters, by the way, CJ?
Delish.
You remember?
I do.
It's been so long. You know?
Hey, I mean, you never forget that, man.
You never forget eating your own lobster.
Especially the way Walt
And that's not code,
Walt
by the way.
Walt made him on
that's,
the grill. Yeah. Remember that? He's got his own special recipe.
He does, yes. The Japanese cooking show.
I highly recommend it.
Shared via YouTube. Yeah, if you look up Walt DeMartini Japanese cooking show, it'll probably pop right up there, wouldn't it, Walt?
Yeah, Japan cooking Japan. Show.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
Japan.
Are you surviving without butter on your lobster now after the surgery?
Well, I haven't had any lobster after my surgery just yet. But I asked them, you know, about that, and they said, "Sure, you can have that." But they'd said, you know, maybe do a no salt butter or whatever. I don't know. Phil Narcosis last week was trying to talk me into going vegan and going on a veggie diet, and I said, "Dude, what do you mean vegan? You mean like no fish, no eggs, no nothing like that?" He goes, "Yeah, you shouldn't do that." And I'm like, "Well, wait a minute. What about the lobster?" Well, he says, "Nope."
How does he get his protein? Don't answer that.
Oh, okay. Oh, brother. Anyway, so, you know, the thing is, I don't know if I could go vegan just because of lobster. You know, God made lobster taste so damn good that it almost makes the opportunity or the possibility of going vegan impossible for me. So, and bacon was something that was tough to give up. But I have given up bacon, at least for now.
What about really lean pork?
Well, I had
like
some
barbecue.
Last night.
No.
I had some last night. I did.
How about the rare turkey lobster?
The rare turkey lobster?
Yes.
Mm. Do they make such a thing? Or is it part chicken?
They're on the reef late at night.
Oh, jeez. Hey, evidently, it's part
turkey lobster.
Turkey.
Yes.
More like a...
You think it's duck? You think they lied?
waterfowl.
It could be.
Casey's been drinking the spring water.
Oh, boy.
I've been draining pools.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could give up lobster. They're just too good, and especially when you catch them as a scuba diver.
I'm telling you, once you grind up the turkey, you can call it anything you want.
Well, how would you flavor it as lobster, though? You can't make turkey into lobster. That doesn't make any sense.
You can make it into bacon. You can make it into lobster.
Well, yeah, but it's totally different. It's like trying to make turkey into fish. You can't do that. I think we can get
Big Wave Dave to throw a couple turkey lobsters in the pool.
What do you take, like ground turkey and mold it into the shape of a lobster? I guess you could do that.
A lobster mold.
A lobster mold of turkey goo.
What about if we took real lobster and molded it into the shape of a turkey?
Ah, now you're talking.
Healthy. Now we're talking about
scuba Thanksgiving.
Talking
about putting a moldy lobster in a pool of rum with divers.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. Actually, I believe lobster, Florida spiny lobster, actually is very healthy if you don't, you know, drench it in butter. So if you could figure out a way to, you know, flavor it to your desire and just broil it, it's actually very, very healthy.
Bake it,
I think.
Barbecue it.
Yeah, I think so.
Steamed.
Lobster,
the other white meat.
It is. It definitely is a white meat. So, you know, it can't be that bad for you, I don't think. It might have a cholesterol issue, like shrimp is a little high in cholesterol. So I would assume maybe lobster is too slightly, but you know.
Well, and balance it out. Have a little lobster, a little lionfish. Good with the evil, you might say.
Okay, we'll go with that. And, you know, but there's plenty of things. Now that's just scary. So anyway,
a slice of kiwi.
Yeah, but what do you think, though, Walt? Are you going to go for any kind of lobster hunt? You know, I mean, if they're wandering or starting to congregate for a walk. I don't know. Do you think there's a possibility you might head out and even break your rule? I don't know. The water's pretty warm right now anyway. It's 88,
sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's 80.
Yeah, of course.
80 plus. But that only lasts for about 3 or 4 days after the passage of the cold front or the passage of the storm. It riles them all up, and then after that they seem to calm down and go back and spend time in their little lobster holes.
Yeah. Well, but I think the, this tropical wave that came through kind of stirred them up and brought the big lobsters in from the deeper water. So they, a new run of lobsters have invaded the reefs. So hopefully they haven't been cleared out yet, is my point.
Do they only walk at night, is what I heard?
No. They walk in the daytime.
Yeah.
Ah.
They're walking at all times. If they get stirred up. And the thing is, you know, Chiefy last week said that they were seen in clusters. They weren't necessarily lined up doing the conga. But after the storm, he got plenty of reports of, you know, like there might be 10 lobsters here, you know, bunched up around a bunch of chain, like at the Rapa Nui reef video that we were talking about last week, and grouped together. So does that mean they're getting ready to walk? You know, and that's what I asked him. He said, well, we don't really know for sure, but that is possible. And the fact that they were congregating like that, you know, his theory was they're probably coming up from deeper water or coming from down south and maybe getting ready to walk up the coast. Because generally when they walk from south to north, I believe is what he said. Does that sound right to you, Walt, or from what you've heard?
It sounds right, but it also they walk from shallow to deep is what I've seen. I've seen them walk off the wall right there in Bimini.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, they would be, okay, interesting. So, like dive bombing off the wall or just walking down the wall, I guess, is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, they're just walking from the shallow water out to the wall, and then they'll just disappear over the wall.
Interesting.
Of course, you know, you're looking South Bimini, you know, 80, 90 feet. So.
Now, yeah. Walt, are you thinking lobster or lemming?
Yeah, I'm picturing Greg with a net at the edge of the wall there waiting for the little lobsters to just fall right into his net.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this picture in my mind I have right now, I have a feeling I'm going to have a dream tonight just along those lines. That does sound pretty magical.
We have to get out to the middle grounds, Greg, and catch them as they come out of the shallows here on the West Coast.
Yeah, you think they're doing that in the Gulf? You think that's what they do, huh?
I think I'm going to go check.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, you definitely should. Now, I haven't heard. I the report Chiefy was giving me was on the east coast of Florida, down there off of Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach area. I haven't gotten any reports on what's going on in the Gulf, but I would imagine, you know, they got even more weather over there, so I would imagine the lobsters were stirred up big time.
And the wildest thing I saw was a guy towing a little metal John boat behind him with a spear. This is in the Bahamas, and he's gigging these lobsters, throwing them in the metal boat. The guy must have had 200 lobsters.
Wow.
Just walking along, pulling the boat.
I think he was limited out. It's hard to say in the Bahamas.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And finally tonight, the fact tip of the day, one of the few places I can get away from it all is underwater. So here I am.
Underwater. Underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, and via the web we have Walt DeMartini, Dennis, Casey, Jerry the Diver Guy, who's also a dive instructor like myself. And Jerry, I mean, you're doing some training right now out at Mountain Divers in the mountains of Virginia there. Am I right or what?
We will be getting in the water this week.
Yeah, in the pool. You're going to do some pool sessions. So are these the first pool sessions for your latest students, or what are you doing?
The first ones.
First ones. Okay. How many people are you taking? How many people you got in your class?
I've got three.
Three people. So you're feeling good? They seem to have it together, like they won't have any issues, or do you know before you get them in the water? What do you think?
I ain't going to know till they get in the water.
Yeah.
They seem competent right now, but you know how that changes.
Well, it's so true. When you're a dive instructor, you really have no idea how your students are going to react until you actually get them in the water and see. And I've had that happen, and I'm sure you have as well, where you got someone who, like, aced all the you know, all the bookwork, did the five PADI modules, got 100% on all of them, read it backwards and forwards, really seemed to comprehend everything. And as soon as I got them in the water, they totally freaked out. Yeah, and CJ's he's pointing at Bubble Boy. Is having issues.
It wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No, it's Kelly the Brazilian's sister.
Oh, that was Carla. Yeah, Carla had an issue. Yes. Also, Bill.
That's
the
right. I remember it was someone with brown hair.
Okay, Bill the producer's kid had some issues. Well, we got him. He was a perfect student, classroom wise. And we got him in the pool, and I took him down, put it, said, okay, get your mask on. We're going to sink below the surface and breathe off a regulator for the first time. And as soon as he jumps up out of the water and, freaks out. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, oh, I got this problem with having water on my face.
That might be an issue.
Yeah. He didn't make it through the class. As much as we tried.
When I was teaching, Greg, every time I'd have somebody kneel in the pool,
yeah,
I'd have them breathing off the regulator, everything
right.
Good, I'd say, now put your face in the water, all the breathing would stop, and then they'd stand up.
Yeah, so we'd just stop
breathing?
It was
like, what's wrong? Well, I can't breathe. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Yes, there's certain times where you have to remind your students what you can do and what you can't do, and that's understandable. I mean, some of them just have a little bit of a phobia kind of
thing. Do you think people that snorkeled before they get certified take to it a little easier?
Yes, I do.
Because they're used to the whole concept?
Casey, yes, you would agree, wouldn't you? As well as Jerry, I'm assuming. Yes, guys?
Yes, at first breath, your entire mind is telling you breathe above water.
Mm-hmm.
When you put your face in the water, you hold your breath.
Yeah.
And it's getting over that hurdle.
It's like, hey, wait a minute, you can breathe. There's a thing in my mouth that actually is supplying air and creating this level of comfort that I didn't know existed underwater. And then they do it, and they're like, whoa, this is awesome. Or they jump up out of the water and freak out and say, hey, I don't like water on my face. So it just depends on the person.
I actually had one student that could see themselves in the lens on their goggles, and they freaked out.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've never figured that one out.
Wait, they never seen themselves in a reflection before, you think? And like, oh, my God, I'm hideous!
Image.
I don't know how it works or what they've done, but
yeah,
they could see themselves in it.
Wow. Interesting.
So
that was a unique one.
Didn't it go good?
They didn't get through the class because of that?
Oh, no. No.
Did they have to...
I think it was a panic when they started breathing.
Yeah.
And that was it. And that was their excuse.
After the class, did you recommend a therapist or just say, hey, good riddance, you crazy person?
No, I pointed at the no refund sign.
Well, it happens. Dennis loves that one.
What if the person looking back at them wasn't them?
Yeah, well, that could have, it sounds like the person had never seen themselves before to me.
Well, it could be that their old adage, things look smaller underwater or smaller, bigger
yeah. underwater.
Okay.
One to another.
Oh, my nose is humongous. Yeah, that's that really sounds. Dennis is really laughing it up today. I've never heard you laugh so loud there before, Dennis. That's, I'll tell you what, you are really drinking heavily today, aren't you? God bless you.
That's funny. I thought I was on mute.
No, you're right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, obviously you can see yourself in the reflection of the microphone. God bless you.
I'm huge.
Yeah.
How many reflections do I have on
me? Yes, indeedy. Well, there's ways to get around those issues, and it is few and far between where you have somebody who can't get through the water training. And I bet I've had you guys mentioned the two people that I've had problems with over the years of 10 years of training. And all the other people didn't seem to have any problem at all. So I'd say, what, 5% of people maybe have an issue, you think, Jerry? Or what would you say there, Casey? Either one of you. You're both dive instructors.
I'd say about 5%, but it's something different for everybody. Yeah. I mean, I had a woman that I couldn't get her to do her mask in the pool. I couldn't get her off the boat. I finally got her off the boat. And then I told her to look at the turtle past her fins, and she was down and chasing turtles and happy.
Yeah. And then by the time she realized what she was doing, she was like, oh, my gosh.
She was already doing it.
Yeah, why bother freaking out now? I can gargle with salt water while I'm here. Why not? All right. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We are just getting started. Yeah. Take time to gargle.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.